evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue to look at the coronavirus pandemic and what Zimbabweans in the diaspora are doing to help each other. So far, Zimbabwe has recorded 37 cases of COVID-19 with 4 deaths and 12 people have so far recovered. The world over, 4,292,139 people have tested positive with 293,241 deaths. This according to Johns Hopkins.
Yeah, chunga kanimeni njoo kuchoka kusivili siyamukela lawe. Kurapa ke diaspora forum siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sisonke lamhlanje. So sikubona ke lapha ukuthi coronavirus is actually causing havoc in the world, Jonga. So like we are saying that over 4 million people have actually been infected so far, and over 292,316 have actually died. That is the global kind of perspective. And then in USA there are more than 1,370,016 people that have actually been infected. And then we've got about 82,389 deaths. So which means this disease is really causing a lot of suffering worldwide. This according to Johns Hopkins University and VOA. And in Zimbabwe, there are 37 cases, 12 recoveries so far, and 4 people have actually died. So, okay, umkhuhlane lo ujonga. Kanye Zimbabwe, isibili, usungani uyathuthuka, ngasikhangela inani. Labantu osebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo kuzokuthi abayi 12 sebe-recoverile kuzosiba abane guys sebabhubha. So ke kungani kunjalo kudiaspora forum lamhlanje sichaya ngodaba lolu silojonga khonapha sungaqhubeka mfowethu.
And this was all gives nasi ini ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri kumba ku Silver Spring Modun Maryland ndofunga iwe uri mamaira matatu mana kubva pamba pangu zvokudai pasiri nyaya yedambudziko recovid ndichitoya ndichitora south kumba kwako. As we are kugara mudzimba, we are forced to stay at home. Tiri kutepfenyura tiri kudzimba. Tiri kutarisa zviri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Nevana veZimbabwe vari munyika zvakare. Tiri kutarisa zvavari kuita pamusoro pedambudziko recoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Tinonzwa kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuita zvakawanda kubatsirana munguva ino yematambudziko. Koitawo dambudziko rekuti vamwe vakadzoserwa kumisha munyika dzakasiyana-siyana dzavanga vagere. Vakanotambirwawo kumusha ikoko vakaiswa kunzvimbo dziri kugariswa vanenge vabva kunze vari kunzi maquarantine. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatine tichikurukura nezvazvo tichinzwawo zvakare kubva mune vari kumusha ikoko kuti chirwere chiri kubatwa sei, zvinhu zvakamira sei. Tinoona kuti muZimbabwe vanhu 30 nevanomwe kana kuti 37 vabatwa nechirwere ichi, kuchiitawo kuti vanhu vana vafa kubva kuchirwere checovid-19. Kuchiti vanhu gumi nevaviri kana 12 varecover kana kuti vapona kubva kuchirwere ichi. Toendawo pasi rose vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni mana nezviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezviviri, more than 4.292 million people vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Kuchitiwo vanodarika 293,000 kana kuti zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezvitatu zviuru izvo vafa nechirwere ichochi. Izvi zviri kubva kuJohns Hopkins University. Tichitarisawo muno muAmerica vanhu vanodarika miriyoni vabatwa nechirwere ichocho. Koitawo vanosvika makumi masere nezviviri, tingati zviuru makumi masere nezviviri vafa. Over 82,000 people have died so far from this. So that is what we are going to discuss tonight. Ndo zvatiri kukurukura manera anhasi Gibbs.
Kujonga lapha ke uyakhuluma uyasibekela kuhle ukuthi uhamba njani endaweni ezitshiyeneyo. Sila bantu ke esilabo lapha ke Jonga. We've got our guests right now, and one of them is Miss Victress Matutu. She is in South Africa, and that is Johannesburg. Miss Matutu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We also have Dr. Gilson Mandigo. He is an independent doctor. He is in Harare. Good evening and welcome to the program, sir.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
No, we are very fine. How is Harare?
Harare is fine. A bit chilly.
Yes, but I think that's the season, right? You are getting into a very cold season right now, right? So we know that June, yes. June is always problematic. So now, maybe you can start the ball rolling, Chonga.
Yes, maybe I can start by asking Mrs. Matutu in South Africa there, because we have seen initiatives being done and organizations being formed to help Zimbabweans facing problems in South Africa there. Ms. Matutu, how are things in South Africa with regards to Zimbabweans? We understand that the government is only catering for its own people, not for foreigners.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Matutu. Yes. So, Chonga actually asked you a question concerning what is happening in South Africa. He's saying that, you know, it seems as if the South African government is catering mostly for its citizens and not foreigners in terms of many things. So maybe you can respond to that.
Yeah, I think it's expected that the South African government will obviously cater for its citizens first. And as it is now, that's what we are facing. There's foreigners here. And South Africa has got aid that cater for South Africans and the Zimbabweans or any foreign nationals are left stranded and struggling and in hunger. Because the South African government is not even catering for them in terms of food, or some haven't even received their UIA and things like that. So it's obvious that the South African government, for now, we can say it's only catering for the local. And yes, of course, a lot of foreigners are forming organizations or groups that can help the foreign nationals to get food or to get any aid that could help in this situation.
So what? Yes, yes. What are those? Some of those projects, briefly.
Things like food parcels. A few organizations distributing food parcels to foreign nationals. Some organizations are also trying to help those foreign nationals that haven't received their UIH to fill the forms and maybe try and receive those UIFKs or things like that.
So, okay, still, So, Chonga, all what she's saying is that, you know, the South African government is expected that it will cater for its own citizens. You know, then foreigners have a way of maybe trying to find, you know, to live in a way that maybe they can coexist with the South Africans and maybe fend for themselves. So she's saying that there are some programs that, you know, Zimbabweans have actually started, and maybe those programs are going to benefit some of the Zimbabweans. So that's exactly what she's saying.
Yes, that's a good initiative for Zimbabwe. You know, brother helping brother, sister helping sister. Zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa tanzwa muzvare Victress Matutu vari South Africa vashaura kuti aiwa zviri kuitika South Africa zviri kuitwa nehurumende South Africa zvekuti iri kungobatsira zvizvarwa zvayo chete. Zvinhu zvinotarisirwa zvingashamise vakawanda. Ndozvaitwa kuti vana veZimbabwe vari South Africa vange vachiisa misoro pamwe chete kuti vange vachiumba homwe dzinobatsirana, dzinobatsira vanhu ivo dzakasiyana siyana, haisi homwe imwe chete. Gibbs, we know that there are many initiatives, people are forming organizations, some are helping individually. So all in all is to help a brother. That is very commendable, Mr. Matutu.
Yes, thank you, Matutu, and stay on the line. So we also have, as we indicated, Dr. Gilson Mandigo. He is in Harare. Dr. Mandigo, welcome to the program, and tell us what is going on in Zimbabwe right now. We see that there is an upsurge in terms of figures. You know, people are being infected by coronavirus, even if the figures look a bit low, but still, you know, 37 is a significant number for a country like Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Gibbs, for the question. Yeah, as you rightfully said, yeah, currently we have 37 cases. And out of those 37 cases, 12 have recovered, and we've had 4 deaths. In as much as they seem as if they are low numbers, mm-hmm. I think we really need to take this disease seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Currently in Zimbabwe, I think the government and several partners have been assisting in trying to combat this disease, and we know that we have been under the lockdown for the first phase was 21 days, and then now we are in the second phase of 14 days, and in as much as it's a difficult situation for especially for those who are not formally employed, I think it's something that was necessary to do.
Mm-hmm.
Although we see some people are not complying to this directive, but I generally think the country is doing quite well to that effect.
Yes, when you look at go ahead, sir.
Yeah, there are also other interventions that were put across. You know, people are coming to Zimbabwe, are being quarantined. Now that the lockdown has been relaxed a bit, you see that people are also now using face masks wherever they're going. So those are some of the interventions, and we see that although we started by only testing a few when the pandemic started,
mm-hmm.
I think we've seen an increase in the number of cases that are being tested. And up to date, we have over 10,000 that have been tested using the recommended PCR method.
Uh-huh.
And also we see that the private sector is also coming into play. So that's really commendable. But we really think we need to bring the testing up.
Yes, Jonga, go ahead and maybe pose a question to him. Yes.
Ndizvo zvaregai tangandango tsanangura zvataurwa na Dr. Gilson Mandigo. Vari kutaura kuti hongu uwandu hwevanhu hwasvika pamakumi matatu nevanhu mumwe kana 37 muZimbabwe. Vari kutiwo ndofunga chaita kuti urambe huri hunenge hwakatidzikirei pachienzaniswa nedzimwe nyika dzakakomberedza Zimbabwe, inyaya yekuti mitemo yakakasika kuiswa yekudzivirira kufamba-famba kwevanhu, uye vari kubva kunze kwenyika vari kubva vangoiswa munzvimbo dzavari kuchengetedzwa kwemazuva makumi maviri nerimwe kana yatiri kunzi pachirungu quarantine. Votaurawo nyaya yekuti vanhu vari kuteera zviri kukurudzirwa zvokupfeka mamasiki pamwe chete nekugeza maoko nezvinouraya utachiwana kana masanitaiza. Vari kuti ndofunga ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kubatsira. But maybe I can throw a question to him that some of these new cases, Dr. Mandigo, they are from people who do not have any history of visiting other areas. Like, for example, the grandma in Mondoro, there was no talk of visiting any other area. And the same with a guy in Murewa, and I think one in Mashal in the West. What could be the factor then?
Dr. Mandigo, I guess maybe you got the question from Chonga. He's asking whether, you know, he's asking about this issue concerning people who get COVID-19 without necessarily going to places where maybe there are some people with the disease. You know, he's saying, how does it go, you know? Like you are just infected from nowhere. When you are in Murewa, you haven't had any interaction with people suspected to have COVID-19. So can you explain there maybe? It's for us to hear what exactly happens.
Yeah, so So, unfortunately, for a person to be diagnosed COVID-19, when you're taking the history, you can only believe what the person tells you. So, you know, some social desirability aspects that come into play, you know, it may be difficult for someone to tell the truth that a relative from Harare or a relative from UK visited last week. So you can never be sure whether that case was never in contact with anyone from other regions. So, yeah, we really need to think about that aspect of people saying what they know is acceptable to the society.
Hmm. Uh-huh. So then in terms of, you know, these such cases, so is it difficult to trace and say maybe the patient had some kind of interaction with so-and-so and so forth? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that's actually the ultimate goal. Whenever any patient is diagnosed with the disease,
mm-hmm.
You really need to ask them about their conduct so that you can do what you call conduct tracing, whereby you then follow up those people that they've interacted with, and then you do the necessary screening, you do the necessary testing, so that you can prevent transmission of the disease to other people. So, this is what we are actually doing here in Zimbabwe. That mm-hmm. whoever was in contact with an individual who tests positive for the virus is traced and treated, and also isolated from the rest of the population. But you know, mm-hmm. at times, considering people really used to interact a lot, especially before the lockdown, the contact tracing can be a bit difficult. But thanks to the lockdown, it makes it a bit easier. I think I can even tell you from my head how many people I came across today. So the lockdown really assists in contact tracing.
Yes, thank you so much. I think we can go back to Victress Matutu. I guess she's now live and direct. So maybe, Jonga, you can pose a question to Victress Matutu.
Yes. Ms. Matutu, can you hear me?
I guess she can hear you because I can see some movements. Yes.
Oh, that's good. I wanted to ask whether she belongs to any organization and what they've done so far.
Okay, so hold on there, Matutu. So let me bring you on board so that you can actually respond about, you know, Jonga is asking about an organization that you belong to and what you've done so far to help people. So go ahead there. So I think she can hear us, but her audio is a bit muted. So maybe let's go back to our guest, Mandigo, and then go back to when we fix the audio. So go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, and also I think there's another guest who is still trying to get into the program. That's Mr. Kennedy Mandaza. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mandaza is let me see his title here. He's the Public Relations Officer for the newly formed Zimbabweans United for Progress. That's an mm-hmm. organization that was launched in South Africa, and I think it was launched on Monday. And they say they represent Zimbabwe United for Progress, a united response to the ravages and uncertainties mm-hmm. of COVID-19 pandemic being experienced by people in South Africa and Zimbabweans in particular. He is trying to get into the show. I think very soon he will join us. But ndoboenda kuna Dr. Mandigo. Dr. Mandigo, tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kubva kunze kwenyika vachipinda muZimbabwe. Vari kuendeswa kunzvimbo dzequarantine kwavari kuchengeterwa. Muri kugutsikana here nemaitiro ari kuitwa urongwa ihwohwo? I'm asking Gibbs, we have seen a number of Zimbabweans coming from the diaspora and they are being held at different quarantine centers.
Yes.
And we have been seeing through social media that these people, most of them will be complaining of squalid conditions and poor communication. That's what I'm asking Dr. Mandigo.
Yeah, so Dr. Mandigo, the gentleman here is asking if there are some challenges that are being faced by Zimbabweans from the diaspora who are actually quarantined. So he believes this is a problem. And people are saying it's a problem, really. 21 days is not a joke. And, you know, the way they are being handled in Zimbabwe. Can you comment on that?
Okay, so, yeah, we've had complaints from people who are being quarantined, especially at various quarantine centers here in Harare.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people who are quarantined at Prince Edward and the previous group was at Belvedere Teachers College. So, in as much as there are challenges, I know that there are some various groups that have been trying to assist. You know, I remember seeing pictures of Belvedere Teachers College before there have been any renovations, but I've also seen other people who have been helping out, and I think at the moment those facilities have seen some improvement, and I've also seen on various platforms that people are now free to get accommodation from other areas, but at their own expenses. So those are some of the developments. You know that challenges with availability of water, which is not only for these centers, but also for us all as Zimbabweans. So rather than just focusing on those centers, I think it's an initial problem that may need attention.
Thank you very much, Chonga. I think he has actually responded to your question. So let's try to bring back Miss Matutu. I think her mic has got a bit of a problem. Maybe it's because the network is a bit not good where she is. So I think maybe let's try via, you know, Facebook Messenger. So we are calling her right now, Chonga. We are going to get her in the next few seconds. So let's just be patient a little bit and then try to contact her by calling and hear what she's going to say. So, but it seems as if, So I think we are calling her right now and we're trying to get hold of her because her phone was actually giving us a bit of problems. So now let's hear whether she can respond to our call on Facebook Messenger. So there she comes. So, sorry, I think you had a network issue there, Victress Matutu. So now, Chonga Kandomiri asked a question and said, you know, there are so many organizations in Zimbabwe that, in South Africa, that are helping a lot of people. So he says, you know, which organization do you belong to and what are you doing for the people of Zimbabwe?
I chair an organization called the Zimbabwe, the NPO. It caters mostly for women. So we've got members in the organization. It's not like it's owned by people. It's just a lot of women that own the organization. So for now, we've been helping each other, the members within the organization. But we are expecting something from somewhere next week that will be able to distribute to women from Zimbabwe who are living in South Africa and who are in need of help, especially food parcels. So as for now, we've been just distributing amongst the members of the Zimbabwe, the NPO. But as from next week, we'll just go outside the organization and try and help women in need outside the organization.
Yeah, I was telling you, when I was going to say to you, I was going to say to you, I was going to say to you,
Okay, mina ngumthengisihlalo wenhlangano yabomama ebizwa ngokuthi the Zimbabwe the NPO. Okwamanje besenelise ukuthi sikwazi ukuthola ukuthi sisize amalunga enhlangano.
but kusukela mhlambe kusontelizayo sizokwenelisa ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sisize abanye omama abangaphandle kwenhlangano abadinga izinto ezinjengokudla phandle ngayo. So kusukela next week sizophuma ngapha kwenhlangano kungathi hayi sesingani sesingconywana kumalunga ethu. So sisukela kuviki ezayo sizaphuma sizame ukusisiza abanye omama abangaphandle kwenhlangano.
Ye kodwa elibasiza ngani abantu nxa singabuza ke umbuzo lo?
Okukhulu kathesi abantu abakudinga kakhulu izinto ikunto lokhu izinto ezinjengokudla. Abantu abaningi abasebenzi ngenxa ye-lockdown. So abantu sebecishele ngenyanga ezimbili bengasebenzi. So abanye vele nxa bengasebenzi akuholwa. So bengaholi benjalo nxa ungaholanga ukudla baza kuphatha ngani. So into abayidinga kakhulu ukudla. Okwama-renti kungcono kwezinye indawo abantu bakwazi ukukhulumisana labantu ababarenta kibo masitanda ukuthi hhayi imali angilayo angisebenza khona. Kodwa ukudla awukho umuntu ongakhulumisana lawo umtshela ukuthi angilamali kodwa lapho eshofuna ukudla. Abantu abayidinga kwamanje abaselandawo nokuningi abakudinga nje ukuthi kuphela bathole ukudla babambanisa umphefumulo nomzimba.
Yes, so what she's saying, Jonga, is that they try by all means to raise money and raise some of these other things that can benefit members of the public, especially Zimbabweans who are in South Africa. So she chairs an organization called Zim Imbokodo. Imbokodo, you know what it means, Jonga?
Yes.
What is it?
You want to copy me. I don't want to tell you.
So now, witness, can you tell him what is Imbokodo? Tell him, yeah?
Imbokodo is a rock.
Dombo.
Something like a stone or a rock.
Dombo.
So you know the stone that is used for grinding some,
Guyo. Guyo ne guyo.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That no cancer could grind corn.
Yes, precisely. Yes.
I know that gives, I grew up Kumusha Kuzumba.
Yeah.
Yes. When I was born in the Mrewa, it was just Mrewa.
Yes.
Then after independence, in the Mrewa, not.
Yeah.
Then mid independence, Kupakata, Potachova, Dovaya, the UMP, yes, Yamu Mirai Uzumba.
Aha. So, but still there's Imbokodo.
Imbokodo, the Imbokodo we are using now.
Yeah.
I think it was inherited from my grandmother.
That's right.
That stone?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think what they are doing, looking at the strength of that Imbokodo, which means their organization is a very strong organization.
That's right. Let's turn to now Dr. Mandigo. So Dr. Mandigo, we see that cases are going up in Zimbabwe, and there are fears that maybe during the winter season, things may get a little bit, tricky, So are doctors really going with that kind of theory that maybe the winter season may bring a lot of suffering among Zimbabweans in terms of COVID-19?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Unfortunately, one of the challenges that we're seeing is we are learning as we are going. No one can ever be sure what the winter season is going to bring to us, but obviously one would expect that with the cooler temperatures, those may be favorable for the virus, which may also result in increase in cases. So for the West, so that we don't have an increase in cases and also reduce any possible deaths from the disease. So it's also a very critical point in the pandemic that we're also going to see this change in the season. So we really wait to see what's going to happen, but obviously we really need to be prepared for the West.
Okay, Jonga, maybe you can talk to Dr. Mandigo.
Yes, that will be very great, Gibbs. Ndombota urane shona,
zata
urwana Miss Matutu, Miss Victress Matutu. Vati vanesanga norawo, rinonzi Imbokodo. Rinobatsira madzimai. Zita iro rikubva mudombo rinoshandiswa mukuya tingava chimera zviyo chizvinokuiwa kumushati no wajika upo kakuiwa mbabama tombo iwayo uyone guyo ndo zitare sanga norao saka naanshita ura kuti kusimba kwa kaita lombo iloro ndo kusimba kwa kaita mwe madzimai ni kushinga kwa wane ita kana munguwa ino ya COVID-19 ndino wa kurudira kutuwarambe waka daro wachi batira manga madzimai ndo zoka kuna Dr. Mandigo. Dr. Mandigo, tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kutaura nenyaya yemishonga kana zvimwe zvavari kugadzira kumba, some concoctions maybe, dziri kunwiwa kudzimba kwa mwatara zvekuti ndazoisa garlic, uchi, lemoni, hamene nezvimwe zvinenge zvirimo imomo kuti vanga vachinwa kuitira senzira yekudzivirira kuti vasabata coronavirus kana kuti kutembenudza kana vakanga vabatwa nedambudziko iroro vamwe vachiti vanozozvinyudza nekunatira mu sea salt. Zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa here izvozvo, Dr. Mandigo?
Dr. Mandigo is talking about concoctions. He's saying people are taking lots and lots of concoctions and are they working, you know, and you know there are so many of them. So quiet there.
Yeah, and I know I think this is explained by the fact that at the moment when we don't have a cure for the disease.
Yes.
Attempted to take concoctions as a way of either preventing the disease or curing the disease. But people really need to be careful of what they are taking because some of the medicines or traditional medicines may result in multiple organ failure. We know that some of them, they damage your kidneys, which can actually result in more problems than what we expect. So, and the other challenge is when you are taking those medicines, you don't actually know the actual dose that you are supposed to take. So that also poses some risks. A concoction may alleviate some of the symptoms, but if you take a lot of it, it may result in some problems. So generally, people really need to talk to their doctors before taking any medication. And those concoctions should not be a substitute for any medical advice, should not be a substitute for seeking care. So, those are some of the factors that people need to consider before taking any traditional medicine.
Oh, thank you so much. I think you can hear him, Chonga.
Yes, I can hear him. Sure, and I'm going to talk to Dr. Mandigo. And I'm going to talk to you about the nemuno mudiaspora vari kutaura nyaya dzekuti ini ndiri kuzonwa mishonga yatiri kugadzirawo kuZimbabwe inenge yakasanganiswa lemon, garlic, tsangamidzi, vamwe vachisa nehuchi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Kwoita vamwe vari kuti ini ndinobva ndazozvigeza mumvura inenge ichidziya ndoisa sea salt imomo kana zvimwe zvavari kuita kana kunatira. Saka izvozvo ndo zvandanichibvunza Dr. Mandigo. Vari kuti zvinonetsa kuti vatsinhire kuti zvinhu zvinosevenza, asi dambudziko riripo nderekuti hauzivi kuti zvauri kunwa zvakawanda zvakadii, zvinokukwadza zvakadii utano hwako. Muno muMaryland matiri takambonge mazuva apera tichiverenga nezvemumwe anobva kuAfrica anogara mudunhu rePrince George's County akambobuda achinzi aitaura zvekuti ari kunwa mishonga yavari kugadzira kumba iyoyo akazoshaya sondo rinorapera iri. Ndofunga mishonga iyoyo inenge yazowanda bhosi takazongwa ichinzi mapapu ake nehura nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakaa zvazokuwadzwa. Ndofunga nemishonga iyoyo nekuti inenge isina inonzi pachirungu dosage. Thank you so much, Dr. Mandigo Gibbs.
Yes, ibuyele ke singabuyele kumama ke uVictress Matutu. Silobaba oseJohannesburg igama lakhe nguAbita Malinga. Becela ukuthi simfonele kona manje sikhulume ngodaba lololu. U-Abita usebenza, Jonga, usebenza le hlanganiso ekabulelani lobhengula khumalo. So ke basebenza le silo bekhona ngale ke kule South Africa. Simbona zani sesilaye lapha ecingweni ubaba u-Abita Malinga. Baba Malinga, good evening and welcome to the show.
Ango Thank you very much, Mr. Dube.
Yes, sir. So now we are happy that you have joined us for the second time. And this time we are mixing a lot of languages. We are using English, Shona, and Ndebele, and even Zulu. So the first question that I'll pose is in English. And the question is, you know, we are told there is an organization that you belong to, which is under Bulelani Lopengula Khumalo, and we are raising some funds and trying to get food for stranded Zimbabweans in South Africa. Tell us a bit about this very briefly.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Dube, and I would like to greet all your listeners at home. What we are doing here is King Bulelani Lopengula Ramzilikazi has started a fundraising to support his subjects who are all over, actually, basically in South Africa and back at home in Zimbabwe. What is happening here is because of the lockdown, many people have actually lost their jobs. Many people have lost their source of income. People are seriously, hunger is seriously affecting people in their backyards. So what the king has done is to try to raise funds so that we can assist those people who are in serious need of assistance. So this is the project we are working on right now as we are appealing to the people, our fellow people, to come together with whatever they can do to donate to us this fundraising.
Yes, I'm not going to be able to umholi walo. So ke akusitshela ukuthi likhanya liqoqa elikuqoqayo. Kuyini elikwenzayo khona ngapho kule South Africa ba?
Uqinisile baba, ngingumholi webutho lenqama, igama lami nje kusuyishilo uAbido Akwamalinga ekhaya kuselupane. Esikwenzayo asikwenzi ngaphansi kwenhlangano engiholayo ibutho lenqama, okuyinhlangano yokuvuselela amasiko, ubukhosi nolimi lwakithi. Kodwa esikwenzayo manje sisebenza ngaphansi njengeyilungu esisebenza ngaphansi kwesikhwama senkosi. Ecabanga ukuthi sikwenzayo njengoba sengichazile lapha ngolimi lwesiNgisi ukuthi khona sizama ukuqoqa izimali ukuthi khona sikwazi ukusiza abantu abaswelele. Siyazi ukuthi i-COVID-19 le ayizangakuphila nomkhuhlane. Kodwa okwenzakele ukuthi abantu abaningi kuye kwadaleka into okuthiwa ngama-lockdowns, ukuthi abantu bavaleleke ezindlini, abantu abasakwazi ukuya emsebenzini, ikakhulukazi abantu abaningi sebalahlekelwe yimisebenzi, abasenakudla ezindlini. Yiko inkosi yakubona ukuthi isizini njengoba selibikiwe lapha enkosini ukuthi ikuphi engakwenza. Sasibona ukuthi ingcono iphakameke izame ukuthi khona yakhe isikhwama ekutheni ifinyeleleke kulabo bantu asebadinga kakhulu, ngoba isimo sibi kakhulu. Thina sila eJohannesburg eGoli, abantu balambile impela, akukho kudla ezindlini, abantu badonsa nzima, abazi ukuthi kusasa nje kuyosa bedleni. Yibo inkosi izama ukuthi khona icele esizweni ukuthi okunako okuncane esinakho asiphonseleni kulesi sikhwama ukuze kusizeke abaswele kakhulu.
Yes, Muzo Lapake Ubaba Malinga Chonga. What he's saying is, you know, they're trying by all means to actually help a lot of people under King Bulelani Lopengula Khumalo. So he's saying that they are raising money and trying to help as much as they can, you know. And he's appealing for help, you know, saying there are so many people that are affected by COVID-19, not only in South Africa, but even in Zimbabwe. So they've got this far-reaching kind of thing that they are doing, and hopefully they are saying that they will get people to help them, you know, in raising those funds. So maybe you can pose a question to
yes,
him.
Yes, I think yeah, if he's hearing me, I'm not sure if he can hear me, but if he's not hearing me, you can just forward the question to him.
Yes, you know, he is hearing you, I think. Yes.
Many people are skeptical of just parting with their money. They need assurance. How are they convincing people that their funds is going to be, I mean, the funds are going to be channeled to proper use?
So I think you had the question, Mr. Malinga. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I did hear your question, although I did not hear who asked the question.
It's Jonga Kanemiri, yes. is stronger.
Yes.
Than
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I'm not good in all languages, so I might not be able to pronounce your surname. But okay, I welcome your question and I will appreciate it. What we are going to be doing is we'll try to be as transparent as possible. This account was not opened by an individual, but we actually requested some professionals whom I am not at liberty to disclose their names to open this account on behalf of the King Bulelani, so that this thing is very transparent. There is a group of people behind who are actually working with the King to make sure that all the funds which are going to be contributed is posted. It's going to be a very, very transparent process. We'll also make sure that if anybody, for that matter, might in future from the public to say how much was raised, all that money must be transparent. This is what we are trying to do, because as a people, this is not the time to benefit me as an individual, but this is the time of me and you actually to get to the needy.
Chonga?
Yes, thank you so much. I heard what you said. Nanganda Vunza, Vanonzani, Sara Gibbs, sorry about that.
Vanonzi, Apita Malinga, he's working with King Bulelani
Lokomani. North Africa.
Yes.
Yes, and Vunza Vamalinga Kuti Sanganorao, Ravaruku Shandanaro, Re King Lobengula Trust, Vano Varku, Varkuzo, Kwanza say, Kuti Wangavachi, Tora. Kana kuti vatambirwe nevanhu kuconvince kuti vanhu wa convince kuti ano ndipe imari tikubatsira vanhu vari kumusha kana vari kushupika muSouth Africa kuti vazhinji vanhu vekuZimbabwe vazhinji panenge paine nyaya dzemari vanoda kutanga kutsvaga kuti ako marengo ikazobiwa ndikazodii votadza kubatsira saka ndanda vabvunza kuti vangojekesa. Thank you so much, Mr. Malini.
Yes, so I think we've got Mr. Kennedy Masie, maybe Mapesa.
Yes.
So maybe you can pose a question. Then I'll bring him on board. Go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, Tambire, Mr. Mandaza. Varukushansa, stera kuti Kennedy Mandaza, kana kuti Mapesa. Tambire, Muchirongwa chedu. Ndo vanesanga norono Zimbabweans United for Progress. Iwo va Mandaza, vachinzi ndo vanoona nezvekubudiswa kwamashoko ku public relations uku. And yes, I would like to welcome Mr. Kennedy Mandaza. Is the public relations officer for Zimbabweans United for Progress. That's a South African based group or association of more than 60 people who came together to form that organization to help other citizens who are facing problems due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Ndofunga, I can start by throwing a question in English so that his response can cover all the language we are using here.
Yes.
Mr. Mandaza, maybe you can start by telling us more about your organization, Zimbabweans United for Progress.
Okay, let me bring him on here so that maybe we can hear what he's all about. So I think he's around now. Can you hear me, sir? I think he was in a spot where his network was not good enough. But I could see him and I can still hear some sounds, but he can't hear me. So maybe I think he's got a slight challenge, you know, concerning his network. So we'll try by all means to bring him on board, Chonga Mapesa, to see whether he's workable or not. So it seems as if he's a little bit disconnected from us, Chonga. So I think he still has got a challenge with his network. So we'll try by all means to bring him in one way or the other. Maybe let's proceed to Matutu. Chonga, can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, Mr. Matutu. Yes. So with this organization in Bokodo, are you only helping Zimbabweans in South Africa or even those back home?
The aim is to help Zimbabweans both in South Africa and in Zimbabwe, as we are all Zimbabweans. But as for now, because the situation is not as good as we will also expect, we will try and start helping here in South Africa, help those who are close here. There is a wish to help also in Zimbabwe, but our resources are limited. We can't help here and go to Zimbabwe also. As an NPO, we rely on like sponsors to sponsor us so we can donate, things like that. So as for now, our resources are limited. we cannot go to Zimbabwe and help them. But our aim is to help everyone, from a woman who is in Zimbabwe, who is in South Africa, for as long as he's in Zimbabwe. So as for now, I can say we will be able to be helping around here in South Africa. But if by any chance we get a sponsor that can help us with maybe resources to get to women in Zimbabwe, we'll definitely go there.
Yes, are you answered, Chonga?
Yes, I heard, yes, very clear. And I think I will volunteer Gibbs to be one of their sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to help them.
Yes. No, we can always help. We will help. Yes.
Thank you so much, Ms. Matutu.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm not sure whether Dr. Mandigo is still there.
Yeah, he's still there. Yes, he's still there.
Yes. Dr. Mandigo, tiri kuona vakawanda vanhu muZimbabwe vari kusungwa vachinzi vari kuchikora mitemo yelockdown, vamwe vari kunzi havasi kupfeka mamask, vamwe vari kuzoti zvinhu zvakawanda. Taona vanhu vanoda kutosvika nemunga 30,000 vari kunzi vasungwa. Gibbs, if I'm not
Yes, you're right.
What can Dr. Mandigo say about that? That's a big number. Iri kupfuura even vanhu vatotestwa kuti vane COVID here yapfuurwa nevanhu vari kunzi vasungwa nenyaya yekutyora mitemo.
So what Jonga is asking you to do is to respond to your question, Mr. Mandigo, on, you know, this arrest. He's asking you to respond in Shona, you know, on the arrest. 30,000 people arrested for not wearing masks, for not doing certain things, or simply breaking the law in terms of COVID-19. So he's asking you to respond on that. Okay, yes, go ahead.
Munhu ari panzvimbo pakanyatsonaka kuti ndi responded to that question, or kuti am I the right person to respond to that question? Zvinhu zvokutiwo ndinotonzwawo kuti pane vanhu vakasungwa nekuda kwekusapfeka mamask. Tinoonawo patinenge tichifamba, tinoonawo pane maroadblocks paunobvumbwawo kwauri kuenda. Ndo vachitarisa kuti vakapfekawo mask. Saka ndobva ndiri kuona andwo chinhu chokuti ndingati chinhu chekuti chinobatsira kudzivirira kupararira kwecovid. Nokudaro inini ndingangoti ndinokurudzira vanhu kuti kana vachifamba vatsvakewo mamask, and kana kuchinzi mask hazvirevi kuti kuri kudiwa aya anoshandiswa nana chiremba kana mukoti. Unogona kungogadzira mask yako yedhuku, kana kugadzira mask yako netisheti isingachashandi. Nhasi ndatombopfuura neparoadblock ndakapfeka mask isiri yemuchipatara iyi. Izvobatsirawo futi kuti pamask asashayikwe muzvipatara. Tika isusu vanhu vanenge vachifamba tikange tirisu tine mamask, zvinoreva kuti avo vana chiremba nana mukoti nevamwe vose vanoshanda muzvipatara anozotanga kushayikwa. Saka ndinonatso kuti chinhu chakanaka kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rupfeke mamask, asi hazvirevi kuti toti shandisa yemuchipatara aya, asi kurangoshandisa yawagadzira nehembe isingachashandi. Zvinova izvo zvinobatsira kudzivirira chirwere.
Yes. So Jonga, what he's saying is that you know, you can always wear some kind of makeshift mask, you know, some mask that maybe you make it for yourselves and all those kind of things. So but he says it's workable, but he's not in a position to talk about the number of arrests. You know,
no, that's okay, because what we only wanted to hear is from a doctor's perspective what people should be. Yeah, because the police here, this was posted yesterday, the one I'm reading, but I can't find the one they posted today with the latest figures. But as of yesterday, there were 26,398 people who have been arrested for violating the national lockdown regulations, mainly for necessary movements. And the police was urging the public to stay at home, save for those who have been exempted to provide essential services, i.e. medical, mining, and retail sector, etc. That's why I just wanted to ask that question, because, you know, many people, even without a notice, or I mean, without an exempt letter or without an affidavit, they just feel like, I just want to go into town to do what? Nothing. And then they get arrested.
Yes, yes, you're right, Joga. So let's go to Baba Malinga, Imbuze J, Imbuze Mluchwani, Abses Hambela. Baba Malinga, we are here.
Yeah, there was a post.
Yeah, what do you see? We are going to see Zamuti, school Malawi, Ubesus Hambela. So about the whole thing, I would in a Bangal Tolanja.
Okay, Sine. Number all is not changed. I use Gabang to make a young meaning one, a lap or Onga, and so better over in town be Ongai Sagas and Obangi Patangara.
Yeah,
when I stole a lap or Abant Abasting Io, a little team by Elizabeth and a horse, a lap or video, a pamphlet. Nala po video le esi tumele eskona I numbers laba bana pana upono inkumado eswa go inkosi la pana ibenga sinta kulezo na.
Mehe, so singati likana mti li zangata abantu bane nganga na?
Kuyo anguti isikuwa masiesa esa tutua ogunga ganani ngoba besifisa impela kutu kusiza gale abantu abane nga kudu. Yoba nkuma nguti kaningi nga kudu abantu asoda la shikido msebenzi abantu abane nga kudu. So sisa bonke abantu ngendlela ukuthi mhlawumbe isikuwa masiesa tona ama donations nga kona esilinda ukuthi ngoba mhlawumbe siyosizeka nabantu emuva le ekhaya eZimbabwe njengoba sishilo ukuthi khona okwenzakalayo lapha ukuthi umuntu osebenza la isikhathi esiningi ubuye esupporte nasekhaya manje ma engasakhonina ukuthi azi azondlena la sokusho ukuthi umhlamba akushayanga kuphela umuntu olanga sejo eSouth Africa sokushaye lomuntu osekhaya ilabo adisibekele ukuthi sikhomba lesi sikwazi ukuthi sisize umuntu ola siphinde sikwazi ukusiza abantu abasebekhaya ngoba abasiza ukuthi sithola lutho kulabo abantu adele basiza beSouth Africa ongaphandle kwezwe.
Yes, sicela ukuthi usifake ngesilungu nje ngamafutshane khonapho, just briefly about the people that you are intending to help and what people can do in order to reach you. Just briefly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What we are looking, how many people we are expecting to assist, we cannot tell now because that will be determined by the amount we need to raise.
Mm-hmm.
What we are going to raise is going to determine how many people are going to, but we are looking at getting so as much as we can so that a big number of people from here in South Africa or who are outside the country and also be back at home in Zimbabwe. So we are looking at a big number of people depending on the amount we are going to raise. But we are hoping for enough money to assist a lot of people.
Yes, so now we can let you go. But before letting you go, maybe Chonga has got a question for you. Chonga, do you have a question for him?
Yes, just wanted to know in which area and how they can be reached by people. In which areas are they working from or are they operating from? And how can people in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, who are in need of assistance, can reach them? I think he can give us his number.
Yes, so go ahead, give us your number and all those kind of things.
Okay, my number is South African number 078-6232-806. What is going to happen is once we have raised the funds, because what we don't want to do is to to raise people's expectations. Once you've raised enough funds, what we are going to be doing is we'll be going to community institutions like probably churches or other institutions who can assist us to identify the people who are in serious need. Because as a group or as an organization, we cannot not know, we cannot reach to everybody out, but once you have raised that, we shall go to those institutions and ask them. There are a number of organizations we work with which will also go to them to say, please give us a list, assist us to identify, because, you know, in a situation like this, some people might not be needing more than the others when you come forward, and those people want to target actually are left behind. So we do even the churches, if they can assist, once we have raised the funds, we'll go to many people and we'll advertise that to say it's now the time to actually register the people, but we try to get communist institutions to help us.
Thank you so much, Mr. Abita Malinga. Ungathini lokusasa singaquma khonapho ucingo lwakho sibongile. Inkosi kubusise baba.
Angibonge mfethu, angibonge mfowadule. Isale kahle laba balalela emakhaya.
Thanks bongile kakhulu, bye-bye. So I think Malinga is got to some other commitments. We thank him so much for joining us, Jonga.
Yes. And is Ms. Matutu still there?
Yes, Ms. Matutu is there. So we are about to wind up our program.
Maybe
so
she can just 30 seconds, and where people can reach her.
Oh, maybe more than 30 seconds because we are remaining with 7 minutes.
Oh, you said you are wrapping up. Okay, she can just tell us how people can reach
their
organization, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, what I can say now is what we are looking for is sponsorship. That is what we are mostly looking for is for now to get a sponsor that will help us get food parcels to donate to the needy. So the Zimbabwe, the NPO can be found on our Facebook page. I am a woman, Mimbogoto. I am a woman, Mimbogoto is our Facebook page. Our WhatsApp number is 073-654-0217. 073-654-0217. You'll get our marketing department on that number. And then our Twitter handle is Zim_NPO. Zim_NPO. Then we've also got a website, www.zimimbogoto.co.za. So we can be reached on those contacts. We are very active on Facebook. If someone's find it easy to put on Facebook, then we are very active on Facebook on our Facebook page. I am a woman in Imbogoto. But above all, we are active everywhere. In all our contacts, there you can find us.
Yeah, I want you to know to get sent to Civil Utopology.
Okay. In Shanghai, we have the Imbogoto. In Tolagala, 073-654-0217. We have a Facebook. I am a woman, Mimbogoto, Umbegu Twitter, Zim_NPO, Umbegu website, www.zimimbogoto.co.za.
Yes, so thank you so much, Chonga. Over to you, sir. Maybe to the doctor now.
Yes, Dr. Mandigo, Mashokwenyu, Amunga, Sira, Wana, Zimbabwe, Panenongua, Makatrine, Shona, Modimbra, then Mosongo, it has made a churung.
So your last word, Dr. Mandigo, in Shona and English. Go ahead, sir.
Notenda ne kundi pesa upachirongwa chino. Tandula ngu kuru zira rushinji rwe Zimbabwe. Uye ne urumende Zimbabwe kuti sezota kupinda muwinda kudai. Mafuru acha wanda. Zvinoda kuti munhu wese ane flu achingazivi kuti iflu kana kuti iCovid nokudaro achange achifanirwa kutestwa. Sazvo zvinoreva kuti tinofanira kunge tine kukutesta kwakawanda kuitira kuti tisa rasikirwe nemacases COVID-19. So what I'm simply saying is as we are approaching the winter season, I really advocate for availability of more test kits because, you know, people presenting with a common cold can also be mistaken for COVID-19. So for us to really be sure that this is flu but not COVID, we really need to up our game as far as testing is concerned. So
thank you.
This really calls for all effort to work together.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Dr. Gilson Mandigo. He was one of our guests today. He's an independent doctor based in Zimbabwe. We also wish to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Apita Malinga, who works with IHAU. He has got an organization that works with King Bulelani Lopengula Kumalo. And then Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogoto. Thank you so much. And please note that this is a pre-recorded show. Jonga, this is Skip Stube in Maryland. Bye-bye.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri ndiri Silver Spring zvakare Maryland ndoti morara zvakanaka. Thank you and good evening. Please make sure you stay safe from coronavirus.
Thank you so much all for joining us today. So bye-bye, Dr. Bye-bye, Richard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.